Jen Sabella with us from Block Club Chicago. And what's going on at Winnemac Park, Jen?
Good morning, Bob. Yeah, so at Winnemac Park, every year on the 4th of July, hundreds and hundreds of people gather and they do a DIY fireworks display, and they bring out the big guns here. There's like a full-blown display. You would think if you were walking or driving by that it was a sanctioned event and that somebody was organizing it, but it is not. It's just kind of neighbors have been coming together and doing this for actually 40 years. But the neighborhood, people who live nearby, and the alderman Andre Vazca is up there, they are trying to make this stop. And that is because the fields have been really, really battered in recent years. There was a grub infestation last year, these little disgusting bugs that tore up the fields. There have been really bad flooding, and that prohibits the Edmonton High School baseball team from practicing. And they're trying to get the park district to replace the, put artificial turf out on this, in the park, so these kids can practice baseball and all the other sports. But because of the fireworks display, the park district is resisting replacing this turf. So there's a big push right now in Lincoln Square and by the aldermen to stop this event. It was smaller than usual this weekend, mostly around Monday, mostly because of what happened in Highland Park, and the alderman had put out a call for people not to gather there. But there's really no enforcement of illegal fireworks, so people are still doing it. So the push is now, hey, can we come and like confiscate these fireworks at least? Because they're like, people spend like $1,000 on them, and maybe that will stop these fireworks displays in Winnemac Park.
Yeah, maybe. That's at 5100 North Levitt. In the Portage Park area, there's an old Northwest Side dive bar in the news. What's this all about?
This is so cool. I remember driving past this place, and I was like, what is that? It looks like a crushed can from the outside. It's just sheet metal that's all crushed up. It is very unique facade, and it had what used to be a Polish punk and metal club in the 90s and the late 80s. And since then, it has been purchased by a couple, and they are turning it into a recording studio and art space. They're keeping the name. It's called the Bim Bom Lounge. And they really did a tribute. If you go to their website to book studio space, they have a whole history of the punk club. It's really interesting, and it actually inspired Block Club. We are going to be doing a hidden gem series. So if you know of a neighborhood thing that nobody knows about, a lot of our commenters were like, I would have gone to this Polish punk club if I knew it existed. You can reach out to us and pitch a story, and we'll highlight it on our website. But the Bim Bom Lounge now is offering affordable place to record music or make art. A lot of these spaces are really expensive to rent, so they're trying to make it a little bit more affordable up on Belmont.
And that's 5226 West Belmont. BlockClubChicago.org is the web address. We should share some of those those secrets that you get, Jen, here on the radio.
Yes, absolutely. And we're planning on it. We're going to put a call out to our readers today. Send over your favorite spots, and we'll highlight them, because you know that's how they disappear if nobody knows about them. So.
Exactly. And finally, quickly, we should mention a very nice deed. Logan Square neighbors are involved in.
Yes, and like you said, people are good. This little girl didn't have the money. Her parents didn't have the money to throw her a quinceañera, which is a Mexican girl's 15th birthday celebration. So she posted on Facebook asking to borrow a dress, and the neighborhood came through giving her an entire celebration, a DJ, makeup, a dress, a photo shoot. It's incredible, and the family is really grateful. And like you said earlier, it shows that there's really good in the world.
Yes, we need stories like that. Thank you, Jen. Have a good one.
You too. Thanks, Bob.